is Assorted Immigrant Stories podcast. My name is Zenith Mwangahamambamalao, and I am your host. And for those of you that are stopping by for the very first time, this is a podcast about immigrant journeys, the things I and others wish we knew. We have interviews and share conversations with immigrants from diverse backgrounds and countries as they share their own immigration stories. We explore struggles, triumphs, and cultural adjustments. We discuss identity, belonging, and community. And we also highlight successes and contributions to both American society and back home, and that's wherever home might be. We also review some books that touch on the immigrant story. So don't forget to rate and review, like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Assorted Immigrant Stories. And today is a very, very short episode. I just want to share a money-saving strategy for newcomers, and that is the power of roommates. Yes, sometimes I do hear people say they want to stay alone, they don't want roommates, and someone asked me my take on it. Actually, I'd hoped to record this with some of my former roommates, but it's hard to get everyone is working, so I will go ahead and just make it short and sweet. So, you know, when you first come to the United States of America, one of the smartest financial decisions you can make is finding a roommate. Really, housing is expensive, and sharing rent can make a huge difference, especially when you're paying out of pocket for your school fees. If you have a scholarship, obviously that's very different. But for example, the way I came, which was kind of like self-pay, yeah, having roommates is something that made such a difference. I didn't know about it. It's not something I thought about when I was coming. But when I came here, I realized, something I needed. I know this firsthand. Having roommates saved me. When I first arrived, I had registered for non-campus housing, thinking that was my only option. Because like I said, I didn't know any other way. But by sheer luck, divine intervention, really, I was walking out of the building and I met someone from my country. I don't even know how she recognized me, because she asked me, "Are you from Zambia?" And we got to talking, and I just told her, I just signed a contract to stay on campus. She was actually looking for a roommate at the time that I met her. Shout out to Barbara Kandala. Yeah. And I didn't even know that off-campus housing was a possibility. I had no clue. So, I had to play a little ignorant to get out of my dorm contract, and it worked. It worked. So Barbara and I ended up sharing an apartment just off campus. It was maybe like a 5-10 minute walk, but it was almost like half the cost compared to what I would have paid if I had stayed on campus. And I didn't have money to pay like 100% for that semester. So I was paying everything like 50%. So you can imagine how much debt I could have been in had I stayed with that contract. But staying off campus really, really helped me. And later, even when I transferred to Baltimore City Community College here in Baltimore, again, eventually I found myself with roommates. You know, we were cramped at 6909. And yeah, the 6909 ladies are the ones I was saying I would have hoped to record this. And maybe one day we will sit down and have a recording, because there are many things that we can talk about. But looking back, I am grateful. I am really, really grateful. I only wish I had been like a better roommate. Maybe I could have helped like with babysitting. Now that I truly understand how hard it is to raise kids while juggling everything else, and just how expensive childcare is. So like, I'm like, oh, I can't even imagine. Like, you're an international student. You have a baby. You're going to school. And two of my roommates did have babies. And now when I look back, I'm always like, oh my God, I really could have been better with that. But you know, we were young. I was young too, just didn't understand everything. But yeah, that's like my only regret. But everything else, we split the rent. And because we were quite many for the one bedroom apartment, it was helpful for when it was time to pay our tuition. So I don't have a long message at all. So if you're new here, find yourself a roommate. Check your community. There are always people renting rooms out, and that can be even more affordable. Obviously, you have to be careful, research, find out. You just don't want to go with anyone. Housing insecurity is real, and rent is not cheap. So save that money for later because you're going to need it. You are. All right. Be sure to join me on my closed group on Facebook at Assorted Immigrant Stories. Follow my page on Facebook at Africans Thriving in America. On Instagram, Assorted Immigrant Stories Pod. TikTok, Assorted Immigrant Stories. I promise to make it one name everywhere one day. I know I keep saying that, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Contact me at assortedimmigrantstories@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate and review, share, like, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. All right. And until the next episode, you do take care. Bye.